The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Welcome to your daily Texans podcast, coming to you directly from Reliance Stadium. I'm Christina Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Today is Tuesday, July 28th. Texans fans, the Houston Texans official 2009 yearbook is now on sale. Check out HoustonTexans.com for more information. For today's podcast, I sat down with Sports Radio 610's Mark Vandermeer to preview the Texans' defensive line. This is another segment in our series of interviews previewing each position group before training camp.
Hi, Texans fans. I'm Christina Gonzalez with Texans TV, sitting here with Mark Vandermeer as we preview each of the position groups on the Texans before we head into training camp. Let's discuss the defensive line. Coach Kubiak has said that Mario Williams could be the NFL Defensive Player of the Year. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, there's no question that Mario has the capability of doing that. You look at double-digit sacks each of the last 2 years, making the Pro Bowl. That was terrific, and perhaps should have made it the year before as well. Mario's going to even get more opportunities this year as the Texans have beefed up the front seven. They'll be better on first and second down. They'll be a better pass-rushing team collectively. That means more opportunities for Mario, and you know how dangerous he is. He's going to get a lot of attention, a lot of focus. They play in the Monday Nighter this year against Tennessee. You know that the world knows about Mario Williams now, so if he plays well, and he should, he's going to be in the running for that honor, but it doesn't necessarily have to happen for the Texans to be more successful defensively.
So do you believe that the Texans can find another consistent pass rusher?
Well, I think they have him. I think Connor Barwin is going to be really interesting to watch as they drafted him in the second round to go after the quarterback. So he'll come in as a situational player. And then you look at Tim Bowman, who had some production last year as a pass rusher. Between those two players, they should be able to find somebody in long down and distance situations who can help pressure the quarterback along with Mario Williams. And it wouldn't hurt if Amobi Okoye responded to or rebounded to his year one form in getting after the quarterback as a defensive tackle. That really helps as well.
I've heard you've seen a little bit of Antonio Smith. What excites you about the way he plays?
Well, I like him on first and second down as a defensive end, and that's what he's brought here for. You know, in long down and distance, you look at third and long, second and long, Arizona would shift him inside to defensive tackle much of the time. So I would expect to see something similar to that here. Antonio Smith, not really a pass rusher, but a guy to help create some power in the front seven that they lacked over the last few years. What they want to do is stop the opponent on first down. That's the whole idea of the defense. Force long down and distance, make things happen that way. Too often last year and in recent years, they've been in third and short, and those are really difficult downs to stop. So Antonio Smith is really going to help.
So how strong are the Texans at defensive tackle?
Well, defensive tackle is a position group really worth watching because they need to be good to stop the run on first down in particular, Christina. You look at Travis Johnson, kind of nicked up in OTAs, so let's see what kind of Travis we're going to get in training camp. Frank Okem is going to be interesting to watch as well. Big player out of the University of Texas. Can he really take the steps needed to be a big-time player at DT at this level? And Amobi Okoye, a starter at defensive tackle, entering year three. Still young enough where there's so much room for growth. Will he grow into that all-world player they want him to be? And then you look at Sean Cody, who they signed away from the Detroit Lions. A lot of tackles for a defensive tackle, and that's a good thing, I thought. Even though they were a bad team, it's not like he's a secondary player racking up big tackle numbers. I'm really excited to see how they all develop, but Delwan Robinson is somebody who's been attracting a lot of attention, turning a lot of heads on the coaching staff. He's an exciting defensive tackle as well. I think there's a lot of potential here, but I wouldn't call it a position group of strength exactly.
Right. Well, it's going to be good to see you at training camp. And that was our preview for the defensive line.
Check back tomorrow for the latest Texans news straight from Reliance Stadium. Training camp tickets are now sold out, but remember, camp begins this Friday. Thanks again for joining us. I'm Christina Gonzalez, and I'm a Texan.
It's goodbye.